Good afternoon, Nicole Pedersen-McKinnon. How are you?
Hi, I'm great, Brent.
That's good. Today we're talking about superannuation. I'm sorry, I was running late. I talked too much. You wrote a great little opinion piece in the paper, your 5-minute super fund health check. Now, it's that time of year when people are getting their superannuation returns. And look, they go to the mailbox, email or whatever, however they get it. And this time around, Nicole, they would open the envelope and be rather happy, would they not, with the percentage return that their superannuation fund has given them in the past 12 months.
Oh, well, this is true. I mean, coming off that huge shock of last financial year, remember the COVID lockdowns initially, the first ones, hit in March of last year towards the end. So we had kind of 2 or 3 months of crashes really across markets, across the world. So the superannuation performance last financial year, of course, ending on June 30, was a negative 0.8%. So those kind of huge dips and all that volatility that happened when the world was thrown into this pandemic panic, that legacy was sort of losing about 1% of super funds because the rest of the year had been gains. Fast forward to this year just gone now, though, and the returns are going to bear the evidence of a huge recovery, a huge share market recovery. The average superannuation fund has actually put on 18% in the past year.
So does that make up for the loss in the previous year, that 18%? Or if you were looking over the 2 years, Nicole, are you just basically even Steven after the 2 years of an up and a down?
Oh no, it's hugely positive. So the average fund last year only lost a little less than 1% overall because there were gains the rest of the year before those last 2 or 3 months of COVID. But then this financial year, although there has been a lot of volatility still, we've seen record highs in recent months. So that's given us this 18%. Now that's for that what's called the actual median balanced fund. So that's a fund that's invested about 60 to 76% in growth assets like the share market. So it's got sort of some exposure, some moderate exposure to that huge recovery.
So what have people got to do now? Once they get their return, what have they got to do to make sure that everything is going the right direction for them? What is the 5-minute super health fund check that they've got to do? I see they've got to assess the performance firstly, haven't they?
Yeah, they do. And look, the 18% is all well and good, but as you say, it's previous years that matter too. And you don't want that fund that kind of shoots the lights out 1 year, that completely withstood the COVID volatility, although that's been great for you, of course. What you want is a fund that can kind of really deal with the economic environment year after year after year. So you need to assess performance over a longer term period. So what you're looking for in terms of the benchmark is a 8.2% return annually over 10 years. And that's 8.5%, so very, very similar over 5 years. And if your fund's been doing that, if when you look at your return statement, if it's got that, then you're in a decent fund. Of course, better than that is better than the median, and you're laughing.
So again, because repetition is the mother of skill, 8.5% is the annual average return over 5 years. And if you look at it over 10 years, if you're in a fund that's giving you around about 8.2%, stay with the fund.
You're winning. You're doing very, very well.
Okay. What about fees?
Okay, now fees are important. Now those figures that we've just been talking about, they are net of fees. So they do have fees taken out of them already. And any sort of super performance that you get, what's on your statement, will actually depict the after fee return as well, which is really helpful. But it's also worth explicitly looking at what the fees are, because unlike performance, fees aren't a variable. So they come out of your kitty year after year after year. So if you've got a high fee, and you've got dipping and sort of peaks and troughs in your performance, then that is going to hurt you. It is going to hold you back. So what you're looking for is an average fee of about $560-ish on a fund totaling $50,000 on a balance of 50. And of course, it's going to go up from there. It's about 1.1% is kind of the average fee.
So that's the average standard you should look for fee, 1.1%. Anything much over that, you need to ask some questions. Why is it so high?
Yeah, that's right. And as I say, credit to fixed cost, you really want to keep those fees down because that is the kind of one thing in your control. Performance, you can't really control. There's a lot of variables there.
Just lastly, what about forecast? What about the forecast that they put on these returns?
Now, this is a really key thing, and it can be quite scary because, of course, it predicts into the future where your fund is going to end up. What is important to note about this is that it does sort of assume that the kind of level of contributions that you're making today are going to continue into the future. So if your income is going to fall, for example, if you're going to start a family, if you are planning on taking some time off, then those forecasts won't be as relevant. So bear that in mind. But you do need to make sure that you've got enough to kind of get you into that comfy retirement. Now, enough is not the $1 million that they often talk about, so don't be worried about that. For a single, it's more like $545,000, and for a couple, $640,000. Now, that's an estimate from the Association of Superannuation Funds of Australia. It assumes that you draw down all that capital, so you don't give anything to your kids, but that's enough with pension top-ups to get you that decent, comfy retirement.
I've got to leave it there today, Nicole. Thank you so much. We'll catch up in a couple of weeks.